Hi, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Mr. Evan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate you asking, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I see here you just spoke with Tara. That is great for you. She is really good at what she does. And I know she kind of gave you a breakdown of what we do here at Local Splash. She got me over to you really just to figure out how we can help you best. We've been around for 20 years. We just have a lot of different things we offer. And I really only want to recommend what can help you best. So I was going to ask a few brief questions really quick to make sure I have a clear-cut idea of your business just off of these notes you left me. But before I get into any of that, Charles, is there anything I could answer for you that you maybe have questions on?
Not really, and maybe something will pop into my head. I mean, she just sort of, you know, I'm driving, and I got the call out of the blue, so I wasn't really expecting this, or, so I don't mean to be ignorant to the whole process, but, yeah, she called me. So,
right.
But being a startup and not being only in business for, not even a full month yet, it seems to me what she is offering, what you guys are offering would be beneficial to us, as a startup and getting up and running and getting our name out there. So
definitely.
All of that, So I have that correct, right? I mean, we'd be on Google front page, those first four or five names for the keywords, like roof washing, window washing, blah, 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 commercial kind of cleaning, exterior cleaning. That's what we'd be looking for.
Exactly so, man. That's exactly what we do here is just really helping you out. And making sure that you're easy to find, because definitely the name of the game,
right,
especially with what you do, is getting in front of people that are trying to solve an issue for themselves. And how they search those things up is they use pretty consistently some of the same verbiage. So being put in and programmed into those words that they're typing in and they're searching up is just going to make a night and day difference in the type of activity that you're seeing, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, yeah, let's just get right into this so I can give you some accurate features and quotes and just really figure out the direction we're going to go with you. So,
sure.
Ultra Drone Services, yeah, so tell me about that. So it's like all types of drone services with like window washing, roof cleaning, just all essentially drone washing, is that right?
Yeah, all right, so in general, we are basically a window washing company, but our focus is using a washer sprayer drone to clean exterior windows, facades, and walls that can be hard to reach in some areas. Or if a company doesn't want to bring on, let's say, cranes and lifts and swims where the guys are hanging off the building to wash windows and stuff. So it's way more efficient to use the drone because you don't have all that setup time. We use environmentally friendly chemicals, and it obviously offers a sense of privacy too, because with respect to guys hanging off the window, you know, off the cables and stuff looking in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's Altura Drone Services, we also are DBA, Altura Drone Washing, to try to kind of lock in more of what we do.
Right.
Very general, obviously. And so with someone trying to figure out, well, what does that actually mean? But that is our focus, using the drone, the washer drone, for exterior cleaning.
Oh, beautiful. Awesome, man. That's a pretty cool business model that you have with this business. How'd you get started with it?
Actually, my business, I retired at the end of last year. My business partner came to me, thought I might be interested, did sound excited, too, different, up and coming, and it seems to be a need for it here, especially in South Florida. But I've also talked to other companies that are using it, you know, around the country. There are not that many, but there are some out there that have a positive model, cash flow model, and doing well with it. So it was something, an opportunity for me to stay busy in my retired years, and obviously to meet a need for the community.
Okay, awesome. That's pretty cool, man. That's definitely a cool business model and how you came about that. And you're definitely correct just on the frequency of window cleaning and people and the need for it, especially on like these high rise buildings that are a lot more awkward to access. Definitely so. I think correct. You have a really successful business model in place. It's just getting the people in front of you and getting those jobs in the door is the only missing piece I think you need. That's why we're here. So we can definitely take care of you. And yeah, so I appreciate you giving me that rundown. That gives me a pretty clear idea of everything you got going on and how we can help you. And definitely first and foremost, taking care of that Google side of things is going to help you out drastically. Really making sure, like I said, that you show up under the relevant keywords and the ones that people are using to try to find the exact services that you offer. Or that's just going to make a whole huge difference to prioritize that on Google. However, we do take care of a lot of other directories, things like Yelp, Thumbtack, Bing, Safari, all the other map searches, as well as like voice searches that people use a lot more nowadays. That way, with people having their own preference, especially some people don't like using Google for one reason or another, we'll still make sure that you show up on those other big platforms as one of the first options, regardless of where they look. So you'll be prioritized and make sure okay. that you're good on all fronts. And then on top of that, we take care of Facebook. We put out not only posts for you, but 300 individual ads every single month. And I don't know if you've had personal experience with this, but all of Facebook's ads are targeted, meaning if you're already searching up on the internet looking for a service, or if someone even just has a conversation around their phone in regard to needing some type of service that you offer, we're able to program uh-huh. those advertisements to show up in front of those same people. So it's really great. Your ads are only showing up in front of people who are genuinely in the market already. Also, you kind of catch them in a lot more relaxed state and a malleable state when they're on Facebook. They're generally at home, just going through their timeline, but they still have those services that they need in the back of their mind. So when they do come across one of those ads on Facebook in that relaxed state, they generally take their time to look through the links and then find enough comfortability to give you a call. So it's just a great way to attain more clients. So we'll square you away on there as well. We take care of reviews on all of these platforms, really making sure that not only with this exposure, you have a good reputation to back it all, because those two things put together is just a selling point in itself that will get you a lot of jobs. And we don't just have you take our word for it. We give you a really easy-to-use app. This is going to show you everything from the new jobs you're landing with us, the new calls, the leads, even the clicks and the location on the map. All of that traffic is coming from. So you'll never be in the dark. You'll always have that a click away from you to see exactly where you're at with everything. And also just helps you keep track and stay organized of everything that's coming in so you get the most out of it. Does that all make sense?
Gotcha. It does. Out of curiosity, how did we pop up on your radar?
So with that came from our inventory department. And how these positions come about is essentially you just can't throw – Did I lose you there?
Yeah. Oh, my heart was beating fast there for a second because I didn't have a way to contact you back. But
sorry.
The error was you just can't throw something and then it went dead.
Okay. So these positions, yeah. So you can't just throw anyone there. In the first place, you actually have to have a vacancy, like a open spot on Google, essentially, to put a business in. And then once you have that vacant spot, then you can program someone into it only when that happens. And for that to happen, generally another company has to fall out of place, which is what happened here. So one company stopped being there for one reason or another. Google contacted us directly, as we do with our partnership, and designated us this area. And what they did with that is give us a list of companies that...
I lose you. Yeah.
Hello? Oh, yeah, it's going in and out for me over here. I don't know if you can hear me. Yeah, it's going in and out on my end.
And it's my phone. You got me clear? I'm clear now.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you a lot better now. What's the last thing you heard from me? Oh, there it goes again.
Up on your radar.
Hi, Charles, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. What was the last thing you were able to hear from me?
This is the problem I'm thinking. I'm pulling into my garage. Can you call me back in 5 minutes? Do you have my number?
Yeah. I'll call you back in 5 minutes when you have a little bit better service. I have your number down as 305-586-3399.
Yeah, that's me. Call me in five minutes, please.
Okay, sure thing. I'll talk to you here. No problem. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to you here in 5 minutes. Bye.